from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, 5:07 here on The Fan. Evan and Tiki, Loogie and Lightning, Tommy Lugauer, Tiki Barber. We'll get back to your calls in just 1 second. On the Mets, on certain holidays, getting too much time in the sun, on the Yankees. Obviously, the game, if you're just tuning in, is postponed tonight. They will do a doubleheader. You could hear it on The Fan here tomorrow, 4:05, traditional doubleheader, which means, and I just found this out too, you got a Lugauer coming up at 6:30, so more Loogie. I will actually throw to myself at 6:25 or so, and then I'll come on and do a show.
Sounds good.
That's what makes me a generational talent.
Right.
And so on and so forth. So we got a lot to do here. We got about another hour or so, but Teak, it's a little late here, but it is close to 5.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki, you know, on The Fan.
I make fun of Evan all the time for having way too many papers. I right now have way too many papers.
You're just overwhelmed.
I'm cool.
You're managing it.
I'm cooler than the other side of the pillow. Cool as Macho Man Savage. Cool as a cucumber. Yeah.
That was
cooler
Stuart
than
Scott.
A polar bear's toenails.
Right. That was Stuart Scott, right? The late great Stuart
Scott. I believe so. I think that
cooler
was
cooler than the other side of the
for
pillow.
For the home run calls. Absolutely. Right.
So also Outkast did that too.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Did they really? I don't remember that
one. I don't remember.
I got to find that one.
So Cinco to Five.
You say so, I believe you.
Yes. Cinco to Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel Baconator today. All right. So today's Cinco to Five-O, playing off a little bit of what we did yesterday. Yesterday, I gave you the top five Pro Bowlers for the Giants this year, because you know I am positive, Tommy. But today's list is the top five. How did I phrase this again? The five best players on offense for the Jets and Giants going into the season. And you see me squinting on TV. I don't wear my contacts at all that often, so I can't see. But
so the best of five offensive players, Giants and Jets combined.
Yes. I haven't got my eye test in a long, long time. The fact that I was able to read, it's called an L-bar in the business. I'm learning this with TV. The fact that I was able to read that L-bar from this distance, man, I don't need contacts anymore. All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Number five is Andrew Thomas. Yes, offensive lineman. I count as offensive players.
I thought you were going skill position players.
Oh, come on. You got it. You don't have skill position players without the guys up front, right? As Gettleman used to say, the hog mollies.
Right. Sorry, Andrew, not to imply that you're not skilled.
No, you are quite very skilled.
Very skilled.
And I was at camp yesterday, and they're going half speed. He blocked the guy. I soiled myself. I was within 10 feet. I was like, the sound that this made. I looked up like, are you serious? Andrew Thomas is a beast in person. All right, here we go. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Not to relitigate this because it was a tough moment for Sean and I when we watched this, but in case you missed it last week, Tiki Barber, yes, Tiki Barber, you know, Giant great, obviously all-time leading rusher for the Giants.
That'll be me. How you doing?
Put on a Breece Hall jersey, and Breece Hall's number four. Have you spoken to Breece about this or anyone at the Jets, Tiki?
I have not, but when I go over to training camp, I will. I will say hello. Say, hey, Breece, you know what? I rocked it for a second.
I'll never get
just for respect, man.
Number three.
Tyron Smith, number three. What's this guy been?
He's got to play.
Well, but he's been to 8 or 9 Pro Bowls. This is one of the most dominant offensive linemen over the last like 10 years or so.
I think he's in a hold-in right now because he's old and just doesn't want to do it in training
camp. No, of course. Yeah, exactly. A little sabbatical here.
Right. Let's get some
number two.
Yeah, no doubt. Number two is Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson, to me, big-time wide receiver. You wanted the skill position players. You're getting him here. Garrett Wilson, a number one on the Jets, and he's number two, though, on my list.
I know where this is going.
Number one.
Number one, of course, is a gentleman that will go down
as the greatest receiver in the history of the Giants.
Dog.
Big time dog from LSU, much like me, speaks in the third person. Malik Nabers, number one. The hype around this guy right now, Tiki, is insane. It's all anybody wants to talk about.
It's amazing. So we've seen this. Even if you don't pay attention to what's happening at Giants training camp, you're a Giants fan, so you get served their social media stuff.
Absolutely.
All you see every day, not like just today or yesterday, every day is Malik Nabers making some ridiculous catch over some defensive back. Unfortunately, it's been Tay Banks for a lot of us, for a lot of our viewing pleasure. He's just beasting the DBs and the Giants. Again, we think it's probably their weakness right now, only because of youth.
In the secondary. Yeah, 100%.
However, this week, the last two joint practice or last two open practices for the public were joint practices with the Detroit Lions. And over these last 2 days, what has happened with Malik Nabers? Oh, I'll tell you. He got 18 balls thrown his way. He caught 17
insane
of them. 17. And the one that was probably incomplete was the one on the sideline and he was out of bounds. He was probably inbounds.
Yeah, from my vantage point, he looked inbounds.
Exactly.
I was like 10 feet from
so
him.
So we're going to say 100% Malik Nabers. And you know what else was happening? The Detroit Lions secondary was getting so mad, like so pissy at him that they were trying to pick fights with him every day.
And they did today.
They did
today. Caught a touchdown
pass. And you know why I love this? I love this because I've only seen it one time in my career as a player. I played for a decade. I saw this one time where an offensive player so pissed off the other side of the ball on your team, but also on the teams you played against, that they wanted to fight him. And that person was Jeremy Shockey.
I knew it. You know, yeah.
The teams hated him.
Of course.
Because he just worked you. Just beat you bad. And you knew it.
Yep.
He knew it. You knew it. Your teammates knew it. Everybody knew it. Coaches knew it. The eye in the sky don't lie. Malik Nabers is that player for the Giants. And I see it already. The opponent wants to hate him because he's working him.
Yep.
Working him over. And so that encourages me a lot.
Well, that is a high endorsement because I love Shockey. And I think a lot of that had to do with where Jeremy went to college. Mm. Now, Miami has fallen on hard times.
Right.
Maybe they turned
but
the program
back
around.
Then,
they were the U.
Back then, they were seriously the U.
They were a factory. They were unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of what Jeremy brought to the NFL and a lot of guys from Miami, Teak, you know, you played against them in Miami. You played with
right.
them in the pros. They
Dude,
had that
they broke
swagger.
My back. My last game of my college career was against Miami in the CarQuest Bowl. They speared me and broke my back.
Yeah. Oh, they were
literally.
TV back
I broke
then.
A bone in my back.
Jeez, that sounds horrible.
They fought with us before the game started because we tried to walk around their warm up. They got in our face, got into a fight. It was insane. Like dogs, like crazy.
Oh, big time. The originators.
Dogs.
Yeah, when you think of the guys that have played, and we don't have time to list all of them, but from that university, it was insane. So, in my mind, where Malik went to college, in some ways LSU has now become the new Miami. I think that right. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson team was probably the second greatest college football team of all time. I'm sure Miami had a better one, but that team was insane. That school has produced crazy good pro athletes, and now they have that swagger. Malik has that. That play you talked about before, Teak, when he caught it and he was inbounds from my vantage point, he literally, so he's on this sideline, it's a lot of our beat reporters, and it's the Giants sideline. Obviously, the Lions are on the other side. He walked over to the Lions sideline and gave every single person the business. This is during a joint practice. He's giving them the bit. I go, oh boy, just rename the stadium Malik Nabers. I mean, this is exactly what this team needed. Him and Burns on defense, this is the kind of dogs they needed, the mentality. That's what they needed. That's what they were lacking, a playmaker like this.
Right.
We haven't seen it, especially a wide receiver, since Odell. And Odell was polarizing. I love Odell Beckham,
right.
but he was polarizing. Malik, I don't think, would be polarizing like that. He's just going to be
he's gonna
an
be
elite
dominant.
Player.
And, yep. and he's not afraid to say it. And then more than anything, it's just intimidating.
Yeah.
And
that's a rookie.
Because he's talking, and you know you just need to do everything you can to stop him. And you can't. You just can't. Now, with Shockey, I'll go back to 2001. With Shockey, it was just because he was physically enormous. Like, one of the biggest people that played
well,
skill
we know,
position.
Well, we detailed that on the show.
Right. Yeah. right.
Big
too.
In all areas,
that
Shockey. Yeah.
One of the biggest, like, skill position players I'd ever seen. Like, tight ends, back. I looked at tight ends as like extra tackles because Howard Cross, he was my boy, like AJ's godfather, right? He was just massive, big tackle type player. Shockey was an athlete.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
He could run and he could block and he would do it all and he had an attitude to boot. That's Malik Nabers in a wide receiver body.
And
I love that about him.
No doubt. And a rookie, and I'm sure it was different when you played Teak, but this guy, is, you would think he, and I mean this in a good way, you would think he's in his 10th year, has six Pro Bowls, the attitude, well, the swagger, and the confidence that he has already as a rookie.
This is why, and I'm trying to pinpoint this because it's not the same staff, because it was Ed Ogeron before. And now it's obviously
love Coach O,
Brian Kellen,
Brian Kelly, yeah,
Brian Kelly down there. But it feels like all of these wide receivers that have come out of LSU come out like not happy to be in the NFL. Because I always used to say this: like, there's a certain kind of guys that just, you know, they have a chip on their shoulder because they got disrespected in the draft. Jesse Armstead's a perfect example. He carried it for his entire career. He was the player he was because of that. There's other guys that are just kind of like, oh, just, this is cool. I'm in the league.
Yeah.
This is awesome, man. I know that guy. It's cool. I'm in the NFL. They're happy to be there.
Yep.
I don't want a happy to be there guy.
No.
The LSU wide receivers come into the, all of them come into the league and they're like, I'm going to own this place.
Yep.
Right? You guys have no shot against me. And Odell was that way. Jamar Chase was that way. Justin Jefferson was that way.
Odell.
I
even
said it
Jarvis
before.
Landry.
Jarvis Landry was that way. Yeah. He was undersized, so it was a little bit different.
Joe Burrow, to go quarterback.
Was
Joe
that,
Cool.
That way.
Yeah.
Like, all, and Malik Nabers is that way.
Uh-huh.
To your point, he walks in like he owns the joint.
You got to see this guy at camp, and I know he'll be out there in a couple weeks. It is insane. I mean, just physically, I mean, basically, like I said, Johnny Drama from Entourage would have loved this cast. He looks different. We talked about this off-air, me, you, and Sean. There's certain guys, you hear it all the time, it's cliche in the NFL, that look great coming off the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian Burns is like that. Yes. Shockey was obviously like that. Malik is like that. When you see this guy compared to other players on the, you're like, this is amazing. And the hype is real. And it kind of ties into the last segment we were talking about. This guy played at LSU in the SEC in front of like 60, 70, 80,000 people in an NFL offense with Jaden Daniels against the top talent. This guy's already played in the league, so that's why he's acting this way, because he basically played in the NFL already, because the SEC, the talent level is insane, and the pressure and everything that goes into it. This guy is ready to go. He will handle New York. He will handle the pressure, and the Giants offense immediately goes from wherever it was to a whole nother level just because Malik Nabers is on this team.
Right, things are just easier now.
Yep.
They're just easier.
Throw it up to him.
If it comes down to it, throw it up to him, even if he's covered. But if not, he creates mismatches because now you have to consider him. Like, you have to rotate coverage. You have to cloud him. You have to put, you know, an extra safety over top. You have to do things that are compromising somewhere else. And if tight end play is fantastic and running back play is fantastic and Jalen Hyatt or Wando Robinson, whoever else is that other guy, are also high level, the Giants offense should click. It really should.
Yep. And then, I'm glad you mentioned Hyatt too, because speaking of SEC, obviously played a lot of games at Tennessee, and I remember that game against Alabama where he absolutely destroyed him with Hendon Hooker. And it was,
what do you have, 1,000 yards in that game?
They had no shot of covering him.
I mean, he literally had 300 yards.
It was insane. So he has that type of speed. We didn't see it a lot. We saw flashes of it last year. I think rookie, I think the quarterback situation. I even saw a different Jalen Hyatt at practice. Right. Now, this I definitely can't say on the air, but he's caught a touchdown pass. And I mean, the stuff he came out of his mouth, the devil would cry. I mean, I was like, that's my receiver. I love it. We got that SEC. Oh.
Oh, he's gangster like that?
He did a little, like, I think what they call it, like a sluggo. Boom, boom, boom. Took it to the house. And he just basically, I'll take out the words, they can't guard me. But there was other words that were thrown in there. And I was like, there we go. And I wonder if that swag, which I think he had anyway, from Malik is rubbing off. I'm telling you guys, this Giants passing attack will be so different this year. You're going to love it.
And it looks like they want to throw the ball like way up.
Yep.
Put it downfield.
Yep. Even if it's dump offs to Motor or whoever, this offense is going to have a totally different look. This is not Saquon Barkley, and this is not to disrespect anybody. This is not hand it off to Saquon and let DJ run. This is get the ball down the field. They have burners. They have playmakers. We've been screaming for this for years with the Giants because their offense is stuck in, you know, in a different era. Now it won't be because they have these type of guys on their team. These high flyers, these speed guys, these dogs, these guys like Neighbors and Hyatt. So it's gonna be fun. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Carl in Connecticut.
What's up, Carl?
What's going on, fellas? Good afternoon.
What's happening?
Seeing that I was probably on hold for God knows how long, and I'll never get that time back again.
Well, you got to listen to the show. So
yeah, exactly.
Oh, Tommy, bro, don't worry. I got something for you. Don't worry about that. And
can't wait.
And I will go in on that in a second. But, Tiki, I need you to look across the monitor for a second and tell me that Tommy doesn't resemble some sort of Scrooge McDuck with this crazy Halloween talk.
I know.
You know for a fact that this dude wore like a Vinny Testaverde jersey to like every college Halloween party.
You know what? Hold on a second. Just time out.
Come on, Tom.
Give me a minute, Carl. Everything is full circle. So I went away to college. I talked about it yesterday. East Stroudsburg University. You know who I wore on Halloween? Jeremy Shockey.
Oh, nice.
Dude, no, wait a second. Dude,
Carl,
girls.
You called it. You knew
girls.
It.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Loved Shockey. I'm like, I'm trying to get some of the Shockey rub here, you know? Yep, I did do that. I am a bro. I love Shockey.
You nailed it, Carl.
I will take a bow. I will take a bow. Yeah.
Love Shockey.
Thank you. But just real quick, and like, this is coming from a diehard Yankee fan. I just don't understand the slander that the polar bear gets.
Yeah.
This dude plays 150 games. He's going to hit 30-plus home runs again and get 90 RBIs. That's going to make 30 home runs, if you don't count the COVID year, every year, and 40 in three of them.
Yeah.
So you also got Uncle Stevie, who will throw a check at anyone. So why not stick someone who's going to stay there and who wants to be there at first base for the next 8-10 years, who's going to solidify your number 5 or number 4 hole, and go from there?
Well, I mean, it's kind of what we were talking about earlier, Carl, and I know that's when you likely called in. Like, Pete Alonso's got a story to finish here. And it's weird because unlike some other players who had some success and then the fans were just ready to get rid of them, Pete's not, like, on the decline.
No.
He's just having a bad season. And so he needs to finish his story, and it's only going to be a good story if it happens here. So he needs to be here. Like, this bad season, this pin-playing the nail because everybody's a hammer and wants to hammer him, it sucks for him right now. But ultimately, you know it's going to turn. Because he's that good of a player.
No doubt.
He's always been that good of a player. He didn't fool us for the first seven years of his career.
He hit 46 homers last year.
Right. And so you know it's going to turn. And if it's going to turn, you want that story finished here.
Absolutely.
Not somewhere else.
Yeah, because there haven't been a lot of lifelong Mets. Evan and I always talk about this, how important it is. Everybody seemingly leaves, right? You don't get a lot of lifelong Mets. And if Pete Alonso can be a lifelong Met, if he could stay healthy, I believe he will hit 500 home runs. And the reason I don't think he's having a declining year is I brought up the doubles, which I still think is a power number.
26
he's,
on the
yeah,
season.
Yeah, and he's going to get his career high in that. And I still think the homers are going to be north of 30, 100 RBIs. He'll flirt with it. He's not getting the hits with guys in scoring position. That's what's happening.
Right.
So it's not that the numbers are declining. He's just not coming through in the clutch, which perhaps is the fact that he is tight because of the contract. It's not a declining player, but it's definitely a player right now that's feeling it and is not getting that big hit. If he was hitting, like, his numbers with runners in scoring position are really, really bad.
Yeah,
if they were even
sub 200,
average.
Sub 200. It's 198.
Look, yeah, SNY's got the numbers right now. 23 homers, 59 RBIs. Those numbers would both be, especially the RBIs, if he would just get some sac flies. So
but that's this season. I'm talking about what's going to score position, it's a lot worse.
Right. So if he was just doing that, and I think he will turn that around, the numbers would be there, and we would be singing a different tune about Pete Alonso. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Lugi and Lightning here on Evan and Tiki. We got time for your calls coming up. We got time for a couple other fun things coming up. We got 6:30. Remember, Yankees. Rained out tonight. There's a ton of rain going on right now. There's going to be a lot of rain over the next couple days, so we'll see how they sort of finagle their way through these games with the Angels. They got Texas coming into town, but we will have a doubleheader tomorrow, 4:05, traditional doubleheader. You hear it here on The Fan. So tonight, no Yankees. You'll have the Lugauer coming up at 6:30. Very excited for this new feature contest that we are going to be doing here on Evan and Tiki and on SNY. This will be once a week through the year in our SNY window. So for most days, 4 p.m., 6 p.m., we will do this once a week. And it's called Your Baseball IQ. All right, let me explain it. We will come up with a baseball question to test your baseball IQ. So this is right up the alley of an Evan Roberts, and I'm sure he's missing it. He's down in North Carolina. He's missing the first one, so this is the debut one. So yours truly and our dear friend Sean Marish, we came up with the question. I think you'll tell when you hear the question that Tiki's about to give you that it did come from the mind of Sean Marish, and I second it. So let me first say that your baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. All right. Tiki is about to read you a question. So, Tiki, read that question first, and then we will get into the other stuff with the contest.
You are ready. Name two Angel players whose last name is a type of fish.
Give that one more time, Tiki.
Two Angel players. Can you name two of them whose last names are types of fish?
Right. So the Yankees are now playing the Angels, not tonight, because it got rained out. Doubleheader tomorrow here on The Fan of 4:05. And, you know, the Angels have been around forever. First, they were the California Angels. Then they were the Anaheim Angels of Tomorrowland and whatever county they were in California. And now they're just the Anaheim Angels. But they've had some people like that would be able to answer that question. So here's the deal. Right now, be caller number 4 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 to answer the Your Baseball IQ trivia question, and you could win a $250 American Express gift card. Your Baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. And we love the good folks, of course, at Cadillac. They're great. The Cadillac Club, we did a few shows out there. Amazing. If you're at Citi Field, the Cadillac Club, love them. Tiki had a few martinis there. They were great to us. Just unbelievable. We're happy to be partnered with them. We're happy to be doing this throughout the year. So again, once a week through the end of the year, it will be baseball IQ questions through baseball season. Once baseball season's over, we will go around through all the sports. So we'll test your IQ when it comes to, well, maybe not hockey, but, you know, football, basketball, sports like that. So we're very excited for that. And of course, we thank Cadillac. And yeah, we're very excited for all that, team.
Yes. Should be fun.
So that was a good little fun little question there. I chuckled.
I know
that
one off the top of my head.
Well, you know,
I can't
one
give it away.
Yeah, one is probably obvious. And then there's another one that I think is less obvious. So that's why I thought that was a perfect, fun, lighthearted way to start this out. But yes, I think one is should come right to your mind right away. And the other one, you got to think a little bit harder. And that's why we're testing your baseball IQ. All right. Evan and Tiki, Lugi and Lightning here. Tommy and Tiki on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls here. And let's go to Tony in Connecticut. What's up, Tone?
Oh yeah, Tony Macho Man.
You're muffled.
Oh yeah.
What up, Tony?
I'm Jonesy for Daniel. What's going on? Oh yeah.
What's happening?
Hey, Ken, I disagree with you guys with Alonso. I think he.
Oh, Tony, come on. We missed you there, bro. You got to repeat
yourself. He's not aging well, man.
What did you say?
Tell us again,
Tony. Tell us again. Hold on. We lost you, so tell us again. What'd you say?
You know what, Tone? You know, this is what is probably going on, Tiki. There's a lot of bad weather. You sound like a guy who's basically on the water. I mean, there's a lot of bad weather going on right now, and I notice when there's really, really bad weather, cell phone services are like this. Right. I was doing a show Saturday. We had like three or four of those like that. Right. I think the gist of the call was that Pete Alonso is not on the decline, which we have said. He's just struggling a little bit right now with guys in scoring position. I think the power numbers will ultimately get where they need to be. The doubles are off. The batting average is solid.
I think he was saying the opposite of that.
You think he was being negative? We're trying to be positive here.
I think he was saying Pete's not aging well. That as he's gotten a little bit older, that he's declined a little bit.
That's how you heard it. Positive Tommy heard that in a totally different... See, that's
since we heard, it's neither one of us heard anything. You could be either one of us.
I don't know how you made out. Wah, wah, wah. It sounds like the intercom on the subway, which, by the way, again, we had a situation today. After I screamed about it yesterday, the air conditioners don't work. You get on these trains, you get on the one train and you hear... And in all likelihood, it means, hey, South Ferry next, transfer to C train to go uptown. But what if it's like, you know, a pterodactyl on the loose and it's trying to take me out? Or what if it's Tiki, you have kids, Night at the Museum, and everything has come to life, and they are now on the C train, and they're looking to take out Positive Tommy. So, can you fix the intercom, and can you fix the air conditioner? It was, bro, when they opened up the doors today, the heat that came through those doors, it knocked me sideways.
I mean, but it feels good, though, because you're so hot on the train when they open the doors, it's like, oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah, but Zoo, if I want to go to a sauna, I'd go to a spa. I just want to get downtown in a nice manner where I'm not, and I'm a Schwitzer. I'm a lean cuisine. I'm thin. I don't want to stereotype, but for me, I'm like, I sweat a lot.
I mean, bro.
And I'm on TV. I don't want the pits. I don't know what I got going on here. I got the purple, and it's not for grimace, right. Teak. It's not for grimace.
It could be.
But it's not. It's a color of royalty.
You could claim it. You got a victory last night.
I look at this more of the color of royalty, the color of Queens, the seven line, and not so much for grimace. But I wore the purple because I didn't want to schwitz because some of the shirts I wear, I schwitz too much, and you could see it on the air, and it's embarrassing. You're on TV. So I'm on the subway today, and I'm like, can you put the damn air conditioner up? Now, this is where you know you're in New York City, and this is why it's the greatest city in the world in Manhattan. It was packed. Most other places, people are like, get me the hell out of here. Everybody's sitting there reading the paper. They're on an iPad. Yeah. Nobody seemed bothered by it.
They're just chilling in the heat.
Right.
We are all living in hell for so long that we're just used to it.
Yeah, that's what makes us tough, I guess.
You
but
just
I mean,
breathe slowly. Slow your heart rate down so you don't start sweating.
Well, I sweat my ass off. I'm like, get me out. I'm only on there for like 8 minutes. We hear Paulie in the background there. All right, so I'm holding something in my hand here, Tiki. This is the 2024 uniform schedule for the Giants.
I saw this.
So they got four unis. You got the blue. You got the white. The white ones are my favorite. Legacy and Century Red. Now, Century Red is the one they're doing for the 100th anniversary.
Right. That's the one with the Michigan-type helmet.
Michigan helmet, yeah.
Right, it's got the big stripe across the middle with the number inside of the stripes. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and
I won't say it's ugly because it's an homage to history, but
yeah.
It's interesting.
It's an homage to the Montreal Canadiens.
Absolutely. I won't say it's ugly either because, you know, we love the Giants. I don't want to say anything bad about it. I will say that it got a lot of comments online. How about that? Let's just say that.
It definitely did.
It got engagement. So they will wear, and they've announced this already, but the Century Red will be the first game, September, obviously, September 8th against the Vikings, and I assume Sam Darnold. I don't think McCarthy will be starting that game. So they will wear the Century Red on September 8th against the Vikings. They will wear the Legacy ones. Love those ones.
Right.
Taylor, Carl Banks,
but I'm
Sims.
Shocked. I mean, they're only wearing the Legacy one time.
I know. They usually do it twice.
Yeah. But I guess it's because you can only, I think there's only two games. I can't remember the rule now. There's two games I think you can have.
So you think the Century Red is part of it?
Century takes part.
That makes sense.
Takes the other one.
And look, I get it. This is like, we talked about college football today. This is like scheduling, you know, Colgate or something, you know, during one of these football games against Washington, which, by the way, is not going to be the little brother anymore. Just ask Brian Daboll. He loves Jaden Daniels. Yep. So I don't think Washington's going to be like our little brother anymore. But I feel like if you've noticed through the years, they schedule the Legacy uniform for a game that they're probably going to win, which I have no problem with that. It's homecoming.
The Washington Commanders.
Yeah, it's homecoming. And then so blue, they'll do Cowboys here. What is that, Browns? It's hard to tell. It's black and white. Bengals,
Colts.
Eagles.
Colts, Cowboys.
Got it.
Bengals, Eagles, Buccaneers, Saints. All the home games, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only one, and I think it's the Colts, right? No, who is that? No, that's the Browns. September 22nd.
Yeah.
They're wearing...
The blue on the road.
The blue on the road.
Yeah, so that's the one that sticks out there. So blue on the road, September 22nd at the Browns. Legacy, which of course, like I said, LT, Carl Banks, Phil Sims, those great uniforms will be against the Commanders on November 3rd. And then the Century Red ones, which get a lot of comments online, mm-hmm. September 8th against the Vikings.
Opening night.
Opening, yes. Pretty cool. So I like
opening day.
Well, opening day. Yeah, 1 o'clock. The reason you thought that is because I think we were speculating because Sunday night wasn't announced.
Yeah.
Remember they were leaking stuff before the schedule?
Right.
And I think it was me that pitched the idea of, well, it's the 100th season.
Right. You should put it in prime time.
And play Washington. Play a team. It's the 100th season. There's such a great rivalry between the Giants and Washington. I mean, the Vikings? I mean, I know there's history, clearly.
Right. Well, it feels like immediate history, meaning in the last 20-something years.
Right. Good history, especially in the playoffs.
Right.
But Washington, because it's the 100th season, both franchises. You're talking about two iconic franchises here. I thought that would have been great to start off the 100th season of the Giants. Giants, Washington, Sunday night football. I know Giant fans don't like that because they hate Sunday night games. We know that. They hate Sunday night games. I love Sunday night games. I do wait all night. Evan hates them. I love. So for me, I could sit down on my couch, 1 o'clock. You got DirecTV. You got whatever. You got the Red Zone. I could focus on all the games. I could watch the Jet game. And then the Giants are the main event Sunday night where all my focus is on the Giants. I love when they play Sunday night football. I know a lot of people don't. Like I said, Evan doesn't. I forgot where Sean lands on this, but I love when the Giants play Sunday night football because they're the main event and every little ounce of focus I have is on the Giants. They close. They're the main event act. So I wish they were on Sunday night, but they're not. But yes, the Century Red, week one at home against the Vikings. 888-808-1019. Is the number to call. Let's go to Kathy in Bayville. What's going on, Kathy?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's a privilege to be on the air and speak with all of you.
Thank you.
Likewise.
So, thanks. I want to add a little bit to the Halloween decoration holiday situation that we've been seeing in the middle of summer. So, basically, they decided to create a Halloween in the summer. There are like skeletons and cats in pale colors but bright, pastel, pinks, yellows, and oranges made out of skeletons and all these crazy witches' hats, and they're dubbing it Summerween.
Summerween?
Because they feel that
people...
Where did
this come from?
I don't know. But if,
all right, go ahead.
Where it came from, they think that because people really like to celebrate Halloween and they can't wait for it in time, that they decided to make Summerween.
But, Kathy, that was sort of my point with this whole rant, is that Halloween, so New Year's Eve, right? We drop the ball, it's New Year's Eve. Obviously, if you're in different time zones, it happens at different times. But it's not like we drop the ball on New Year's Eve, and then we do it all over again 2 days later. Halloween is celebrated over the course of like 3 or 4 weeks. There's Halloween. I lived in Manhattan. There's parties like for a month. So people have plenty of opportunity to celebrate it. I was in college. I mean, and I'm not, you know, I love it from that perspective. But like, do we need to celebrate in July too? They have enough time.
It's called Summerween.
Summerween? I've heard it all now. Summerween.
What is happening?
Appreciate it, Kathy. Good to talk to you as well. All right. Tiki, we're one for one. We do have a winner here.
We do.
For your baseball IQ. And again, it's presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. We have John from, John L., that's his initial, Bordentown, New Jersey. He won the contest. Now, Tiki, do you have that question in front of you offhand? If you don't,
I do. It's name two Angel players whose last name is also the name of a fish.
So one is obvious.
Uh-huh.
Mike Trout. Okay. And the other one was a little bit tougher. Did you know it?
I did not know it. And I still do not know it.
You don't. All right.
John is better than me.
I believe this fella was at the Angels Stadium and they showed him on the broadcast for Mets Angels, I think. And that, of course, is Tim Salmon. So Mike Trout and Tim Salmon, that's where he got here. So congratulations to John. And again, once a week through the rest of the year, baseball season, and then it will transfer over to overall sports IQ, your baseball IQ here on Evan and Tiki during our SNY window. So you'll see it on SNY TV. So if you watch us on SNY, if you listen to us here on The Fan, you'll have a chance to win.
Yes.
So we will do that.
Congratulations, John. Your gift card is on the way.
Absolutely. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I mean, what better segue here is Ozzy in Woodridge.
Ozzy.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Thought you were taking a holiday with Evan and not calling us.
Nah, come on, man. Tiki, man. I would never do that.
I'm just messing with you.
But Tiki, I got a question.
Go ahead.
Why does it seem like today's show is generationally better than yesterday's show?
Because the legend, Loogie, is here. The legend, Loogie, is here. It's Loogie Lightning.
Amen, man. I was watching SNY, and it felt like I was watching a crystal ball into the future.
Well, if you're watching on SNY, too, I mean, I'm not going to toot my own horn here, but toot, toot. I mean, I'm a handsome fella. I mean, I'm pretty. Girls would kill for my legs. I got chicken legs. I'm a lean cuisine. And Teak, obviously, is a mannequin. I mean, he's an Under Armour mannequin. So visually, for the SNY viewers, you get a treat here. You get Loogie, who's a handsome fella, and you get Teak, who's an Adonis, instead of seeing Evan here in a mustard-stained sweatshirt, and he hasn't showered in a week. I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, so it's obviously a better visual. So I'm sure the people at SNY are sitting there going, hire Loogie, hire Loogie, hire Loogie, because he's handsome. You know? But that's what they do over there.
And you're about 120 pounds soaking wet, and you're wearing purple. You look like, and God rest his soul, you look like the White Prince.
You know what? I love it. Yes. Game blouses. If anybody gets that reference, I'm sure they will. Shout out to the late, great Prince. Shout out to Dave Chappelle, to the Chappelle Show. One of the greatest shows of all time. Yes.
Pancakes. And then afterwards, he made them pancakes.
Exactly. Yeah.
But with that said, I mean, it was nice, like, looking at you, Loogie, but you mentioned pie a couple times before when you were talking about holidays.
Easy, big fella.
And you reminded me about the women's beach volleyball, so I did change the channel really quick.
God.
Yes. All right, Ozzy.
Although that's cake. That's more like cake than pie.
I'm glad you're back with us on SNY.
Cake by the ocean.
Even though I don't think it's the ocean, I think it's the sin.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, now.
What else have you gotten written down there, Russ, for us? What do you got?
Listen to me. That's the kind of win yesterday. The Mets would have flopped yesterday and then went on a historic losing streak. But as far as Evan's concerned, and I'll tell him to his little weaselly face, did Pete Hoffman, like, kick his dog? He wakes the guy up in the middle of every night where the guy has 50 million kids to do these things.
That's true.
He won't give Hoffman one of the shows when he's away.
He will not.
And you left him out of the book for the thank you on the page.
Good call. I forgot about
that.
That's fact. Good call back there, Ozzy. He forgot in my Mets Bible, by the way. You can get it on Amazon. There's an audio book. Mm-hmm. I think that's out right now, but you could read this book if you're still somebody that reads books. I don't know who does it.
Great Met playoff purchase.
Yes. It's all Evan scored a million games because he's a maniac, so that's the book there. Yeah, he forgot to mention Pete Hoffman. He wakes him up, like you said, out of his sleep. Hoffman's got, 400 kids. He's got a dog. He's got the whole deal there. And yeah, he had an opportunity to give Hoffman the spotlight. But Evan's, Evan's the way he is, man. He's changed.
Well,
he's changed.
I think you have him on edge because Tomas Two-Face has the knives out. So now he's even afraid of Hoffman. He's afraid everyone's gunning for his seat.
Well,
his chairs.
I get it.
That's why he's holding on to the Rico.
The power chair.
Oh, yeah. I see.
That way he can, like, brand the Rico.
I see your reasoning that you're deducting right there, Ozzy.
Yeah, he's in the power chairs, okay? He's got the power chairs on Afternoon Drive and on the Rico.
Yes, Oz, and I appreciate the call. And upper management called me a mid-carter, but clearly Evan doesn't feel that way because he doesn't feel that way about Hoffman because maybe you're right. Maybe he's got, and look, the great Bobby Heenan, whose side is he on? You know what side Loogie's on? The side of Loogie! Because guess what? I've been busting my ass for 15 years in this business, and my time's coming. That's all I got to say, and I love you, Evan. We're having fun here, guys. It's entertainment.
This is why I'm the future.
They'll do a WFAN Reddit post on me. Oh, this guy, he's trying to take Evan's job. I owe most of my career. Can I just say I owe most of my career to Evan Roberts and to Boomer and to Craig and to Eddie Scazzeri, and I never forgot where I came from, and I love being here. It's entertainment. Everybody just take a deep breath. We're joking around. That's what we do here, Tiki.
But, of course.
Well, there's always a little grain of truth in everything I'm saying here. But much like Pete Alonso, if you're not going to bang the drum for yourself, if you're not going to call yourself a generational talent of the future, no one else is going to do it for you.
But you are an all-star.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, now.
I love it. Just convince my wife. All right, so stay tuned. All right, we're going to say bye to SNY. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. Coming up next on SNY. SNY leaves us now, but we, of course, are still here on The Fan. If you're just tuning in, there's no Yankee game tonight. Obviously, just look out the window. I mean, the weather is horrible. We don't have windows here, but I'm being told by my weather people that the weather is really, really bad out there. So stay safe. No Yankee game tonight. doubleheader tomorrow, traditional doubleheader. You can hear it here on The Fan. First game starting at 4:05, so that means you get more Loogie tonight. You seem bothered by
they're
it.
They're just chilling in the heat.
Right.
We are all living in hell for so long that we're just used to it.
Yeah, that's what makes us tough, I guess.
You
but
just
I mean,
breathe slowly. Slow your heart rate down so you don't start sweating.
I sweat my ass off. I'm like, get me out. I'm only on there for like 8 minutes. We hear Paulie in the background there. All right, so I'm holding something in my hand here, Tiki. This is the 2024 uniform schedule for the Giants.
I saw this.
So they got four unis. You got the blue. You got the white. The white ones are my favorite. Legacy and Century Red. Now, Century Red is the one they're doing for the obviously for the 100th anniversary.
Right. We saw it on Hard Knocks. That's the one with the Michigan-type helmet.
Michigan helmet, yeah.
Right, it's got the big stripe across the middle with the number inside of the stripes. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and
I won't say it's ugly because it's an homage to history, but it's interesting.
I won't
it's
say
an
it's
homage
ugly.
To the Montreal Canadiens.
Absolutely. I won't say it's ugly. Like. I won't say it's ugly either because, you know, I don't want, you know, we love the Giants. I don't want to say anything bad about it. I will say that it got a lot of comments online. How about that? Let's just say that.
It definitely did.
It definitely did. It got engagement. So they will wear, and they've announced this already, but the Century Red will be the first game, September, obviously, September 8th against the Vikings, and I assume Sam Darnold. I don't think McCarthy will be starting that game. So they will wear the Century Red on September 8th against the Vikings. They will wear the Legacy ones. Love those ones.
Right.
Lawrence
Legacy
Taylor, Carl Banks,
but I'm
Sims.
Shocked. I mean, they're only wearing the Legacy one time.
I know. They usually do it twice.
Yeah.
And
but I guess it's because you can only, I think there's only two games. I can't remember the rule now. There's two games I think you can have.
So you think the Century Red is part of it?
Century takes part.
That makes sense.
Takes the other one.
And look, and I get it. This is like, we talked about college football today. This is like scheduling, you know, Colgate or something, you know, during one of these football games against Washington, which, by the way, is not going to be the little brother anymore. Just ask Brian Daboll. He loves Jaden Daniels. Yep. So I don't think Washington's going to be like our little brother anymore. But I feel like if you've noticed through the years, they schedule the Legacy uniform for a game that they're probably going to win, which I have no problem with that. It's homecoming.
The Washington Commanders.
Yeah, it's homecoming. And then so blue, they'll do Cowboys here. What is that, Browns? It's hard to tell. It's Bengals,
Colts,
Eagles.
Colts, Cowboys.
Got it.
Bengals, Eagles, Buccaneers, Saints. All the home games, basically.
Yeah.
The only one, and I think it's the Colts, right? No, who is that? No, that's the Browns. September 22nd.
Yeah.
They're wearing
the blue on the road.
The blue on the road.
Yeah, so that's the one that sticks out there. So blue on the road, September 22nd at the Browns. Legacy, which of course, like I said, LT, Carl Banks, Phil Sims, those great uniforms, will be against the Commanders on November 3rd. And then the Century Red ones, which get a lot of comments online, September 8th against the Vikings.
Opening night.
Pretty cool. So I like
opening day.
Well, opening day. Yeah, 1 o'clock. The reason you thought that is because I think we were speculating because Sunday night wasn't announced.
Yeah.
Remember they were leaking stuff before the schedule?
Right.
And I think it was me that pitched the idea of, well, it's the 100th season.
Right. They should put it in prime time.
And play Washington. Play a team. It's the 100th season. There's such a great rivalry between the Giants and Washington. I mean, the Vikings? I mean, I know there's history, clearly.
Right. Well, it feels like immediate history, meaning in the last 20-something years.
Right. Good history, especially in the playoffs.
Right.
But Washington, because it's the 100th season, both franchises. You're talking about two iconic franchises here. I thought that would have been great to start off the 100th season of the Giants. Giants, Washington, Sunday Night Football. I know Giant fans don't like that because they hate Sunday Night games. We know that. They hate Sunday Night games. I love Sunday Night games. I do wait all night. Evan hates them. I love. So for me, I could sit down on my couch, 1 o'clock. You got DirecTV. You got whatever. You got the Red Zone. I could focus on all the games. I could watch the Jet game. And then the Giants are the main event Sunday night where all my focus is on the Giants. I love when they play Sunday Night Football. I know a lot of people don't. Like I said, Evan doesn't. I forgot where Sean lands on this, but I love when the Giants play Sunday Night Football because they're the main event and every little ounce of focus I have is on the Giants. They close. They're the main event act. So I wish they were on Sunday night, but they're not. But yes, the Century Red, week one at home against the Vikings. 888-808-1019. Is the number to call. Let's go to Kathy in Bayville. What's going on, Kathy?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's a privilege to be on the air and speak with all of you.
Thank you.
Likewise.
So, thanks. I want to add a little bit to the Halloween decoration holiday situation that we've been seeing in the middle of summer. So, basically, they decided to create a Halloween in the summer. There are
like skeletons and cats in pale colors but bright, pastel, pinks, yellows, and oranges made out of skeletons and all these crazy witches' hats, and they're dubbing it Summerween.
Summerween?
Because they feel that
people... Where
did this
come from?
I don't know. But if,
all right, go ahead.
Where it came from, they think that because people really like to celebrate Halloween and they can't wait for it in time, that they decided to make Summerween.
But, Kathy, that was sort of my point with this whole rant, is that Halloween, so New Year's Eve, right? We drop the ball. It's New Year's Eve. Obviously, if you're in different time zones, it happens at different times. But it's not like we drop the ball on New Year's Eve and then we do it all over again 2 days later. Halloween is celebrated over the course of like 3 or 4 weeks. There's Halloween. I lived in Manhattan. There's parties like for a month. So people have plenty of opportunity to celebrate it. I was in college. I mean, and I'm not, you know, I love it from that perspective. But like, do we need to celebrate in July too? They have enough time.
It's called Summerween.
Summerween? I've heard it all now. Summerween.
What is happening?
Appreciate it, Kathy. Good to talk to you as well. All right, Tiki. We're one for one. We do have a winner here.
We do.
For your baseball IQ. And again, it's presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. We have John from John L., that's his initial, Bordentown, New Jersey. He won the contest. Now, Tiki, do you have that question in front of you offhand if you don't?
I do. It's name two Angel players whose last name is also the name of a fish.
So one is obvious. Mike Trout.
Mike Trout.
Okay. And the other one was a little bit tougher. Did you know it?
I did not know it. And I still do not know it.
You don't. All right.
John is better than me.
I believe this fella was at the Angels Stadium and they showed him on the broadcast for Mets Angels, I think. And that, of course, is Tim Salmon. So Mike Trout and Tim Salmon. That's where he got here. So congratulations to John. And again, once a week through the rest of the year, baseball season, and then it will transfer over to overall sports IQ, your baseball IQ here on Evan and Tiki during our SNY window. So you'll see it on SNY TV. So if you watch us on SNY, or if you listen to us here on The Fan, you'll have a chance to win.
Yes.
So we will do that.
Congratulations, John. Your gift card is on the way.
Absolutely. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I mean, what better segue here is Ozzy in Woodridge.
Ozzy.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Thought you were taking a holiday with Evan and not calling us.
Nah, come on, man. Tiki, man. I would never do that.
I'm just messing with you.
But Tiki, I got a question.
Go ahead.
Why does it seem like today's show is generationally better than yesterday's show?
Because the legend, Loogie, is here. The legend, Loogie, is here. It's Loogie and Lightning.
Amen, man. I was watching SNY, and it felt like I was watching a crystal ball into the future.
Well, if you're watching on SNY 2, I mean, I'm not going to toot my own horn here, but toot toot. I mean, I'm a handsome fella. I mean, I'm pretty. Girls would kill for my legs. I got chicken legs. I'm just on my lean cuisine. And Teak, obviously, is a mannequin. I mean, he's an Under Armour mannequin. So visually, for the SNY viewers, you get a treat here. You get Loogie, who's a handsome fella, and you get Teak, who's an Adonis, instead of seeing Evan here in a mustard-stained sweatshirt, and he hasn't showered in a week. I mean, I'm just being honest. Like, so it's obviously a better visual. So I'm sure the people at SNY are sitting there going, hire Loogie, because he's handsome. You know? But that's what they do over there.
And you're about 120 pounds soaking wet, and you're wearing purple. You look like, and God rest his soul, you look like the White Prince.
You know what? I love it. Yes. Game blouses. If anybody gets that reference, I'm sure they
Absolutely.
Will. Shout out to the late, great Prince. Shout out to Dave Chappelle, to the Chappelle Show, one of the greatest shows
pancakes.
Of all time. Yes.
Pancakes. And then afterwards, he made them pancakes.
Exactly. Yeah.
But with that said, I mean, it was nice, like, looking at you, Loogie, but you mentioned pie a couple times before when you were talking about holidays.
Easy, big fella.
And you reminded me about the women's beach volleyball, so I did change the channel really quick.
God.
All right, Nazi.
Although that's cake. That's more like cake than pie.
I'm glad you're back with us on SNY.
Cake by the ocean.
Even though I don't think it's the ocean, I think it's the sin.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, now.
What else have you gotten written down there for us? What do you got?
Listen to me. That's the kind of win yesterday. The Mets would have flopped yesterday and then went on a historic losing streak. But as far as Evan's concerned, I'll tell him to his little weaselly face. Did Pete Hoffman, like, kick his dog? He wakes the guy up in the middle of every night when the guy has 50 million kids to do these things.
That's true.
He won't give Hoffman one of his shows when he's away.
He will not.
Well, and you left him out of the book for the thank you on the page.
Good he call. Did. I forgot about
That's
that.
Fact.
Good call back there, Ozzie. He forgot in my Mets Bible, by the way. You can get it on Amazon. There's an audio book. Mm-hmm. I think that's out right now, but you could read this book if you're still somebody that reads books. I don't know who does it.
Great Met playoff purchase.
Yes. It's all Evan scored a million games because he's a maniac, so that's the book there. Yeah, he forgot to mention Pete Hoffman. He wakes him up, like you said, out of his sleep. Hoffman's got, 400 kids. He's got a dog. He's got the whole deal there. And yeah, he had an opportunity to give Hoffman the spotlight. But Evan's the way he is, man. He's changed.
Well,
he's changed.
I think you have him on edge because Tomas Two-Face has the knives out. So now he's even afraid of Hoffman. He's afraid everyone's gunning for his seat.
Well,
his chairs.
I get
it. That's
why
he's holding on to the Rico.
The power chair.
I see.
That way he can,
I see your reasoning that you're deducting right there, Ozzie.
Yeah, he's in the power chairs, okay? He's got the power chairs on Afternoon Drive and on the Rico.
Yes, Oz, and I appreciate the call. And upper management called me a mid-carder, but clearly Evan doesn't feel that way because he doesn't feel that way about Hoffman because maybe you're right. Maybe he's got, and look, the great Bobby Heenan, whose side is he on? You know what side Loogie's on? The side of Loogie! Because guess what? I've been busting my ass for 15 years in this business, and my time's coming. That's all I got to say, and I love you, Evan. We're having fun here, guys. It's entertainment.
This is why I'm the future.
They'll do a WFAN Reddit post on me. Oh, this guy, he's trying to take Evan's job. I owe most of my career. Can I just say I owe most of my career to Evan Roberts and to Boomer and to Craig and to Eddie Scazzeri, and I never forgot where I came from, and I love being here. It's entertainment. Everybody just take a deep breath. We're joking around. That's what we do here, Tiki.
But, of course.
Well, there's always a little grain of truth in everything I'm saying here. But much like Pete Alonso, if you're not going to bang the drum for yourself, if you're not going to call yourself a generational talent of the future, no one else is going to do it for you.
But you are an all-star.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, now.
I love it. Just convince my wife. All right, so stay tuned. All right, we're going to say bye to SNY. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. Coming up next on SNY. SNY leaves us now, but we, of course, are still here on The Fan. If you're just tuning in, there's no Yankee game tonight. Obviously, just look out the window. I mean, the weather is horrible. We don't have windows here, but I'm being told by my weather people that the weather is really, really bad out there. So stay safe. No Yankee game tonight. Doubleheader tomorrow. Traditional doubleheader. You can hear it here on The Fan. First game starting at 4:05. So that means you get more Loogie tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.